Video, Grand Canyon, Two People Dead, 15 Missing Amid Severe Flash Flooding. By Amy Furr on August 31, 2026. Crews are still searching for about 15 missing people and have recovered at least two bodies amid severe flash flooding in the Grand Canyon. In the summertime, there is a risk of flash flooding because it is the rainy season, and the weather can change quickly, the Associated Press, AP, reported Monday. Around 60 people were airlifted out of the canyon on Saturday, but there were no reports of injuries in that group, according to Arizona's family. The outlet's video showed the rushing floodwaters. In a press release Sunday, the National Park Service, NPS, asked the public for more information about the approximately 15 individuals who might be missing or unaccounted for due to the flooding on Saturday. Grand Canyon National Park staff, in coordination with the Arizona Department of Public Safety, are continuing evacuation and response efforts and working to account for individuals who may have been in the affected area. The National Park Service is asking anyone who knows of hikers or backpackers who were in the Inner Canyon along the Bright Angel Creek Corridor on August 29, as well as anyone who had a campground reservation in the affected corridor, to provide information to the National Park Service Investigative Services Branch, ISB. This includes individuals who may have been traveling along the North Kaibab Trail from the North Kaibab Trailhead to Phantom Ranch, staying at Bright Angel Campground, or traveling or staying in the area known as the Box north of Phantom Ranch. A main waterline in the Grand Canyon was also damaged due to the severe flooding, per Fox News. NPS says it will implement Stage 4 water restrictions beginning at 12 p.m. on Monday, saying the Saturday flooding caused extensive damage to infrastructure, including the Trans Canyon waterline that supplies the park with water, the outlet said. More video footage showed huge pieces of debris floating in the rushing waters as people watched. One person said they believed it was the remains of a bunkhouse. The body of a 46-year-old man was recovered Sunday and authorities found a second body Monday. Neither of the individuals has yet been publicly identified. "We were running through ankle deep, then it got to knee deep and we just heard people yell, 'Run! Run! Run!' And there is 40 of us running through this knee-deep muddy water trying to make it to the bridge," an evacuee told reporters. "Once we got to the bridge, that's when this 15-foot wall of water came through the campground in Phantom Ranch and just wiped out all the bridges." The AP also reported the area may experience more storms Monday and a flood watch was in effect.